Oh, yeah. So we weren't on.
No, sorry. Not yet. Okay. Let me get this.
What? I thought
we were on, honestly.
I've been recording for the past fucking 30 minutes. Yeah. So.
All right, here we go. Here's third take.
Let's do it.
It's literally the third take, too.
No. Take three. You know who it is. It's the Con Bros. Amen.
Can you do it? I can't do it.
You got me breathing with dragons. I cracked the egg in your basket, you bastard. I'm Marilyn Manson with madness, not just a magic.
I'm Marilyn Manson with like dragons.
Don't ask for your favorite rapper.
He did.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Amen.
Church.
He did.
I killed
Look
him.
At y'all.
Amen.
Bitch. And this is real mortis, and it's gorgeous when you die. Yeah. I be recorded in Morpheus, the matrix in my mind. I'm out the orbit, you're orphan.
I used to want to be able to do this shit, but it's just too fast for me.
The shit, then I decline.
Okay,
I
could do this.
Then I end on cloud.
If I had practice, I probably could. I've heard this song too many times, but I feel like I should know.
Turn it down.
I feel like I could do it.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all could do it if we practice it.
Gary's the fucking grandpa of the
car. Turn it down.
Turn it down a little bit. Right.
I want the audio to be audible. I want it to be audible.
Turn down that racket.
Oh, never mind. I was going
to
ask something.
Are you coming up to another song?
No.
Oh, that was it?
Turn down that racket. You told me to turn it down. I can't fucking win with this guy.
I tell you, it's because I'm not going to look at your phone no more because I thought you were going to play Aesop Rock.
I was.
Aesop Rock.
My title's not working. I don't know what's going on.
Not Aesop. Oh, not Aesop Rocky.
I was wondering what was happening.
Wait, you're I'm sorry. What?
His title isn't working.
I was using title to play music.
His ting ting.
I was using title to play music.
Nobody uses title.
What do you mean?
Oh, is that why? I thought we were like not allowed to say title or something. I was like, why are you saying that?
Demonetized.
I know, right? No,
I'm sure they have a copyright.
I have title.
Title too? Does Chuck hate Jay-Z too?
Chuck hates everybody.
What is this? Is this the ASAP Rock shit you were talking about?
No. This is
how I want to start the pod,
We can't get demonetized for this because this is a remix album. So technically, don't count.
I got my glow sticks.
You never heard this? It's called Balloons of House.
Oh.
Remix by this guy named Shy Dooley, I think is his name. Shout out to him. He's dope.
Look at the 1, 2, 3. Kid, bounce. Yeah.
We are combos of condo.
From there.
Episode 116. Finally.
You feel the beat? Here it goes. Ready, Mike?
I don't think it is.
Oh, that DD.
Wow. Get your glow sticks out, people.
I wish I was giving you.
You got a $20 bill. Put your hand up.
I got two of them. This is fun. You can't hear it. But this is fun.
No, she's literally watching one of those like
silent disco.
Yeah, dude. I want to be a part of that.
Oh, that shit's like the.
You've never been to a silent disco?
That shit looks fun.
It is fun.
Isn't that shit for the people with like sensory?
No, it's for anybody.
Overload or whatever.
No,
man.
It's for anybody.
I was watching that shit. Was on what was that show?
That autistic show.
Yeah.
I don't know that shit.
The one with
y'all watch
the
that
one
bullshit.
With Michael. Michael Rapaport.
Why do you treat it as if it's like trash?
Fuck, what's it called?
Because I don't like that show.
Atypical.
Yeah, Atypical. You don't.
But you don't have to like say that.
You don't fuck with autistics?
No, I fuck.
That's what I'm saying.
Fuck with autistics. I don't fuck with that show. Atypical. I don't fuck with This Is Us because I know what they're doing. They're pulling at my heartstrings. I don't want to watch that shit.
Gay. Don't fuck with the oddies. That's cool.
Nah, dog.
That's cool if you don't fuck with the oddies.
My whole gang is oddies.
gang.
Audio day.
Call us the audio boys.
Fuck. No, on that show, they had a silent disco because homeboy couldn't take the loud noise and lights and all that.
Yeah.
So they had to put headphones on all the time. So that's how they did it because he was all fucked up. But one more time for the one time. Oh, shit.
Yeah, whatever that was, that shit was awesome. What was it? That song was...
It's called Dirty Diana Remix by Shy Dooley.
You can never play anything that's like allowed to be played because you're going to play that shit forever. You
Balloons
love that.
Of House is what it's called. If you can find it, download it. You probably can't find it though.
Actually,
I had to hit him direct. Like, yo, send me that remix album that you had a while ago.
You know what?
And he sent it to me.
You should do that. So if he ever says anything like, nah, bitch, this shit is not, then ain't nobody going to demonetize it. Keep going. The whole podcast is this.
Hey, fuck UMG.
Check that UMG. Yo, Convos at the Condo, episode 117 or something like that.
116.
116.
Redo.
Convos at the Condo, episode 116. I'm Rich, definitely in this bitch. Potter to my left.
Razzy in the building, definitely in the building.
Potter to my right.
Oh, shit. It's the mic of the party.
Hey. Hell, don't ever do that again.
Shout out to Lex.
Cameraman is in here. He is white, and it's Chucky. What up, Chuck?
Hi.
And we are the Con Bros.
That's
our drop.
It's lit in here, huh?
I love that shit.
Yeah, so we are the Con Bros. Hi, guys. It's been 2 weeks.
Two long weeks.
I miss you guys, man.
Shit.
You guys tried, but you failures.
You were here the first week?
No.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, that pod still hasn't even dropped.
What happened?
Well, what happened was
It was
chaos. I don't remember
Aren't we always chaotic?
Wait. I don't remember anything from that podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. It was supposed to be episode 116.
Yeah. I still have some of it. I'll send it to you. But there are a lot of points within the podcast where we are having two separate conversations.
Yeah.
The
same really? Well, we were. I was on two edibles. Y'all were maybe drunk or on. Mike was on like five edibles, maybe.
Mike had the whole candy bar.
Was that the 420 episode?
No, this was afterwards.
Mike ate
this
the scorpion.
This was Cinco de Mayo.
This was Cinco de Mayo, and we went to a party beforehand and kind of got litty too titty, and
we were fucked up.
Only thing I remember from the episode was like we were trying to get on that conversation about what's your favorite Spanish song. You were playing Celia Cruz, and then they were having a conversation about
Frico was litty too titty for sure.
Music. Or
and
no,
then we
movies.
Fucked
movies.
It up.
Yeah. Then last week you weren't here, and we had we were like, all right, Rich is not coming through. Let's do a mic interview. That was my idea.
Yeah.
And I drew up questions.
And you realize Mike sucks as an interviewer.
No, you weren't here, bro.
No, it was a great. It was actually a really great interview.
Yeah.
And honestly, I blame all the problems for sure on Rich.
Yeah, definitely. Me not being here totally fucked you guys up. I understand. 100%. I am the glue that holds the pot together. Nah. You're right. Give me my praise. Give my flowers while I can still smoke.
I'm going to send you to the glue factory for sure.
Fuck. You just call me a horse?
He kind of did.
Yo,
horse's ass.
Fuck. What is that, though? Do they really make glue out of horses?
I think so, man. I was thinking about that.
Out of their hooves,
other day.
Or what do they make
it
out of?
I think so, something like that.
When they say like a horse is lame, like he's gonna go to the glue factory, what do they make the glue out of?
probably hooves.
Yeah, probably the hooves. Yeah.
Fuck, you can't just keep the rest of the horse. You gotta kill the whole thing. Like, I just want your hooves, but you're dead.
Yeah.
There's probably. No like convalescent horses.
Yeah. Just a bunch of lame horses. Like, what are you
I'm
in
gonna
for?
Give that a gig.
Fucking Freakness. I'm sure they broke my leg.
I'm sure they just
got no hooves and shit.
Yeah. I think it's just as bad as we made it sound. Like, they literally just take whatever they need from the hooves and just fucking destroy
the
rest of the horse.
Like, when they can't walk or whatever, they get surgery on their legs. They give them, like, the little cart, and then they just drag their back. They can't do that. The horse is just a big-ass fucking wagon with their asses in it, and they just pull themselves.
I guess because it's, like, a lot of upkeep for the horse, you know what I'm saying? Like, a dog is just simple. A dog it's as simple as you make it. Because you could just give the dog food and water, but other people, like, dress their dogs up and treat it like a child.
Speaking of dogs... So, Bean, right? Shout out to Bean. You guys didn't get to meet Bean, but you will soon.
Bring Bean to the pod.
Bring him to the pod. Yeah, let's do it.
As long as you don't piss everywhere.
Just don't
shit everywhere.
Just don't fill up Bean on the screen.
Or else I'll elbow drop him.
Nah, he's going to sit on the table and just fucking go to sleep.
But don't fill him up, though, because we don't want to get attacked by PETA.
Okay, so Bean, right?
I ain't going to fucking fill him up. I'm going to sock him if he pees in here.
Fuck, Gary's trying to
you
going to
sock
dog.
A dog?
Yeah.
All right.
Fuck. Yeah, slap dog. Yeah, slap girl.
Grizzly on decky.
Clip it. So Bean got neutered, right? And when he got neutered, that took away all his like wildness. Like he used to hump the shit out of this like stuffed bunny that we got.
Nah, you should have brought him then.
As a toy, right? But he would hump the shit out of it. Like I was jealous. I was like, yo, how do I get on Bean's level? Because he is killing it right now, right? Mm-hmm. So he used to do that. I don't know if he finished or not. I don't want to know. Never asked him. He don't speak English. So
He no speaky.
So he stopped doing that right after he got neutered. I guess it took a sex drive. Well, today he found that bunny that we had given him, his little fuck buddy, right? His fuck bunny. He found it, grabbed it, took it to his little area, and attempted to hump it. Yo, he's trash now, bro. He couldn't fuck.
His stroke game is awful.
Oh, nah. Without his balls, it's like taking a superpower away. He had the bunny sideways, which that's not how you're supposed to hold the bunny, bro. Yeah. And then he tried to hump it. He gave it like three pumps, and he's like, man, fuck this shit.
Yeah. You sick for looking at your dog's stroke game.
I mean, bro. I was working, and I was also taking notes. I was taking notes. Yeah, no, he can't do it. So that just led me to believe that once you get neutered, you can't fuck. So I'm not getting a vasectomy. Because I'm scared.
That's the worst comparison ever.
What do you mean?
Well, because you could get neutered.
Yeah.
Castrated. Well, if you had like, no. Castrated so is your whole dick off.
When you get the vasectomy, your stroke game's going to be off? Like, you're going to lose your motion in the ocean?
Probably. It's just a bunch of ghost loads, right? Well,
all
right,
hold on.
How does a vasectomy work?
I need to fucking Google this, too. Also, the horse thing, it's like the whole horse.
They just fucking
all put, of the put that bitch in a neutral bullet and turn it into glue? Cartilage and tendons and hooves and everything.
It's glue.
Hey, you throw a horse into a giant neutral bullet and he comes out as fucking Elmer's. That is fucked up. Shout out to Secretariat.
And that teacher and fucking Billy Madison just putting glue on her face and shit with the fucking.
Yo, maybe she had a thing for horses. Just rubs a horse all over her fucking face.
He said Elmer's, bro.
Nah, man, that's what happens to horses. Wild. That's crazy. The whole horse, huh?
Well, the more you know.
But
what horse do you
rainbow?
What horse do you use for super glue? Like the really fast ones?
No, that's gorillas.
Yeah. Oh, no, gorilla glue? That's gorillas. Really gorillas. You remember Harambe?
Dirty Diana!
Harambe is holding up my kitchen cabinet right now. Shout out to him. Actually, not shout out because he got shot, so that's fucked up.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Harambe.
Don't shoot Harambes.
So basically I said all that to
Yo, the fact that you call gorillas Harambes is hilarious. Don't shoot Harambes.
Yo, Gary's trying to get canceled by any means necessary. That's basically my week in rap. So, Mike.
Well, your week in rap?
That's it. Mike.
That's all you had?
That was weird. That's all I got. Mike, I wanted to point out and give you a little bit of praise because I feel like when your friends are doing good, you need to encourage them so they can continue to do good. Mike, hitting that hiking trail, baby. Let's go. Summer body in full effect.
All right.
Let's go. Mike, every day.
It's all flex.
Every day I get a message. You see the fucking cannons. You see it. Every day I get a text from Mike letting me know that he's out here. Yeah.
You want to try some? You want to buy some?
Fuck. Oh, my God.
It's my segment. Shut up.
Can you not embarrass yourself?
Please? He's gassing me up. Stop.
Let me gas him up. Mike has been putting in the work, hiking every day, hitting the fucking stairs, right?
Yeah,
brother. Is it the stairs that you go to?
Stairs, yeah. Culver City Stairs.
Culver City Stairs, which, braver than me, I don't want to fucking... the last thing I want to do when I work out is fucking climb stairs.
It's my favorite
thing,
man.
That sounds like torture.
I can tell.
That's my favorite thing.
Stick
around?
The thing is, I'm at a level where, like, I remember when I first started doing it years ago, I'm not there at all. I just go really, really slow, and I eventually get there.
Yeah, it's crazy when you go back to working out, and then you realize, like, you're not where you thought you were.
Oh, my God.
Bro, I went first day back in the gym. Well, maybe not my first day, but, like, one of the first days back in the gym. I went to the bench press. I was like, man, I got this shit. Yeah. Put on the 45 plates. I was like, this was light work before. I used to put the 45s and the 25s, knock out, 10 sets. Yeah. Well, no. 3 sets of 10, whatever.
Got you.
All good. So I go, I put the 45 plates. I'm like, let me start off light, It's been a whole pandemic. Let me just start off, easy. Mm-hmm. I do that. I get underneath it. I go one.
Somebody help this guy.
spot.
There's nobody there. It's just nobody. Everybody's not trying to touch him because of the pandemic.
Yeah, for sure.
And they're like, I don't know. You got COVID? Are you vaxxed?
No. Yeah, that's that COVID shit. That's why you're so weak. You got COVID.
Yo, breathe, bro. Breathe.
You got that second vax. That second vax got you up, bro.
That shit was a reality. Yo.
Put your mask up and I'll help you.
I know, right?
You can't reach your mask.
Can you touch it? No, it's got COVID all over it.
That
Sorry.
Shit was a reality check to me. I was like, okay, I gotta take it easy.
I don't touch the weight.
Clearly, I'm trash now.
Until I can do like a good 30 push-ups on my own weight.
Can you?
Right now, probably.
I want to see that because
on Patreon.
We'll do it at the end of the podcast.
Yeah, I challenge your 30 push-ups. I'll do 30 push-ups with you. Yeah,
fuck it, I'll do them with you too.
I think I can do 30.
All right, let's all knock out 30 at the end of the pod. We're not going to film it, though, because I don't want to be embarrassed.
I'm definitely filming it.
I'm
not going to do it without recognition.
If you want to see it, comment down below.
Speaking of hiking, today I went hiking, right? And the first song that came up when I was running.
Gary wants praise, too.
God. Sorry. But this can go into something.
Self-centered.
So the first thing that came up, the first song, it was a Joe Budden song. And I was like, okay, hopefully nobody knows about Joe Budden on this trail.
Because you got the pill.
I got the pill, and I'm blasting a Joe Budden. And then Michael Jackson, Dirty Diana comes on.
What?
Yeah.
No. That's fucking fake.
What are the odds of that?
That's fucking sick.
So I'm running. A Joe Budden song comes on, and it's
crying because the Joe Budden song is Black Cloud.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm like running to this Joe Budden song. It's got a hype beat to it, and then I forget the name of it. I think it's like I Can Ask or some shit like that. And then Dirty Diana by Michael Jackson comes on, and I'm thinking, yo. People are definitely going to look at me running to Dirty Diana.
Yeah.
And
you're a target now.
Yeah. And so then I believe it's a song featuring R. Kelly comes on. And I'm just like,
it's your canceled playlist.
Yeah, it's my canceled playlist.
And then after that, Bill Cosby's comedy album comes on.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
shit.
I'm like, oh.
You ever realize?
And I'm running eating Jell-O.
By the way, me and Freak had the worst Bill Cosby.
Running, smacking bitches.
Fuck you.
Harvey Weinstein. What?
Harvey Weinstein comes on.
Do you play your favorites, or do you have a playlist for your hike?
Yeah, do you have a hike list?
I usually stay in my car, and I'm like, all right, take this song out, take this song out, take this song. And then
So you left the R. Kelly song in?
No, I didn't do that today. Today I was like,
How convenient.
I haven't hiked in like 2 weeks.
No mask, baby.
This is my workout spot right here. I put my yoga mat out, I put some YouTube videos on, and I lift weights. And that's my workout for an hour every day.
I've been
25 pounds. That's all I have. What do you want me to do? And I do push-ups. That's what I'm saying.
Like
I
milk jugs.
I see you 30 push-ups.
Let's go.
Maybe you guys should start with like 20 and see how you do. Yeah.
Oh, come on, bro.
Why are
you trying to play us?
Chest day I do 45. So I could do
45 30. Push-ups.
Yeah.
In one go.
No. However, it's a superset. So I do bench press with the 25s.
You want a super salad? Just a regular one.
And then I do 15 push-ups. So 15 with the 25.
15?
15.
15
years?
15 years?
And then I do 15 push-ups. I do that 3 times. Then I move on to a different workout.
That's 45. Let's go.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
So we can do 2 sets of 15?
No, yeah, we're seeing straight up how many can
you I can do straight up 30 if it's nothing else. If I don't have to do weights right. before
you think
this.
You can go 30 in one go?
Yeah.
Okay, but real quick, caveat. Is it cool if we do girl push-ups or we got to do...
No, motherfucker. No. Of course, dude. Riches.
Yo, is that like cancelable now to say girl push-ups?
No.
Like, are we not allowed to say that?
Well, you know, I'm not gonna... non-binary push-ups.
Can we do non-binary push-ups? Nah, it's binary as fuck. Get the fuck out of here.
Speaking of which,
let me see you not do push-ups on your knees. Let me see it. Oh, weak ass.
Shout out to Demi Lovato.
Yeah, shout out to Demi Lovato. She's a transitioning. Is she transitioning?
No, what
the
fuck bro.
She I don't know. She's non-binary. I don't know what that. I mean, I don't want to be like, insensitive. I don't want to be insensitive, but
dude,
she.
We've done. What episode are we on? 100 or what?
16?
We've done 116
and a half.
15 podcasts being insensitive. Why do we give a fuck now?
You're right, man. Yeah. Fuck out of here, Demi Lovato. All right, my thing is if that's what somebody chooses to do, cool. No problem with it. I don't care what you identify. If you identify as a fucking fish, cool, you're a fish. Shout out to you, you fish. But
you fucking fish. Yo,
that's a nice fucking fish. Big fucking eyes, but a nice fucking fish. But like, why do you feel the need to fucking announce it? You fucking self-centered bastard.
Well, because everyone wants to fit in to a community now. But here's the thing, most medical professionals they can't say it out loud. But most people that identify as like non-binary or asexual and stuff like that, usually there's something chemically wrong with them. Mm. Like if you actually go to the doctor, go through the tests and shit like that, there tends to be some type of chemical imbalance within.
I never took chemistry.
Jesus Christ!
Clearly. What the fuck are you talking about?
So what you're saying, if you were to said there's something marine biology about them, then I would have known what you're talking about.
It is biology, bro.
You fucking fish.
You fucking fish.
That's the name of the episode.
Shout out to all my fucking fish out there.
You fucking fish.
No, but she decided that she had to come and announce that, hey, I'm they and I'm them.
There's something wrong with her.
But yeah. Them Tiggo say she.
Mike, say your fucking hot take about Demi Lovato.
Oh, let's hear it.
Go for it. Everyone else gets
No. He's not going to say this shit.
Yo, remember when Mike said that Demi gave him a semi? Come on, go ahead. Tell us.
No, Demi gave me a semi.
I'm not afraid of saying that.
If it really is that bad, I will cut it out, I promise. But you guys
don't. No. He's not going to say this shit.
Now let's bleep
him. Oh, he can cut it out. Let's bleep
him. Yeah. Hit me with it.
Not even bleep it, but just. No, I would just say it because, like, I was watching her documentary on YouTube and, like, she's fucked up, dude. Like, she literally called her rapist. She called the person that gave her overdose. And she said that she called them because she felt that she needed a do-over to have control this time.
Yeah.
And, like, I understand what you thought you were doing. Right. But you weren't doing that.
No, she's...
Granted, after she now knows, obviously, with everything that's happened in her life, she now knows that was wrong.
Right.
But the reason I bring that up is because I was watching a video. What song was it, Gary? Ty Dolla $ign.
Something new, yeah.
Demi Lovato fucking
Wiz Khalifa
hit list.
So Demi Lovato comes out in the beginning of the video. She's not featured in the song. She's in the video for no fucking reason. And so I said...
No. They're in the video for no fucking reason.
Yeah, respect.
All respect right. Her agency, bro.
You know what? I'm not going to apologize for shit I'm ignorant to. She's on the fucking music video, but I remember, like, all the shit she was going through. She used to hang with French Montana. I was like, yo, these dudes probably have fun with this chick, bro. Like,
yeah, she of A as fuck.
She what did you say?
She of A.
She of A?
She's of A as fuck. Yeah, you're right.
Of A?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Of A. They.
She is a they.
They.
I'm
saying you said she had so much fun. So I'm like,
I'm not doing this with you guys.
Oh my God.
So anyway,
sips wine.
They fucking shit, man. I hate this. they like probably was
today, Junior.
No, you fucking stop it,
man. Don't do that. That's disrespectful.
Don't let me out.
I'm glad you're taking this out of the episode for sure.
If this is how you gonna do me, I don't wanna be on this.
I'm glad you're taking this part of the podcast.
Get the fuck out of here. Okay, shout out to Demi Lovato and their bravery. All right, so just to fucking round it out and close it out. I don't understand the need to announce this. Like, if that's what you want, cool, but I don't know why they have to announce it. But she did, so okay, cool.
It just
so
you know how to address them.
But they
them.
Did, so
it,
cool.
It all boils down to what Chuck said. I mean, they have something wrong with them. This is the things they feel they need to do to function in the world.
I'm not saying that all fucking non-binary people
of them,
and
just
shit
saying
like that.
Like, yeah.
I'm talking about Demi Lovato specifically.
Yeah, so
there is something.
According to Chuck, everybody who's non-binary is fucked up. I got it, Chuck. I got it.
That's exactly what you just said.
So real quick, okay.
I don't care if she's a he, them, they. She's still fine as fuck.
But Demi was on
them fine as fuck.
Demi was on Desus and Meryl, and she was a great guest.
No, she's cool. It's just she's fucked up. No, but to what I think Chuck was saying. Remember when Chrissy Teigen lost her baby recently?
Where you going?
So, this motherfucker, man. You're going to make me wall out.
That's disrespectful.
I was going to say some wild shit. But he brings it out of me.
Can't even ask questions.
He brings it out of me, man. So Chrissy Teigen and John Legend just lost their baby
not too long ago.
I'm not laughing at that.
You're right.
You guys are the ones laughing.
I'm biting my arm.
No, you guys are for sure editing this out. So anyway,
what are we talking about?
To Chuck's point, Chrissy Teigen and John Legend had lost their baby, and they immediately like went to the internet to like talk about it and kind of like let the world know what happened with images of her holding her dead baby. And it's just like, for me, it's like it was wild.
I didn't see those.
But then I heard another perspective. she's the type of person that lives on the internet. Like, this is her family, basically. Like, she talks to them. She actually looks at her comments, and she lives this life. So, to her, that was, like, normal to do.
Yeah.
I don't like
that. But that's what I'm saying. For me, who doesn't understand that, I'm like, that's wild. Like, why would you show you're holding your dead baby and showing that shit on the internet?
I mean,
like, it's just wild.
Sure, I guess you could look at that as she's brave for at least being able to do that. But I've just never been about a public display of my personal life.
Yeah.
And also, you can report that picture.
Probably.
I'm sure a lot of people did. I mean, the way the internet works, they probably did all that shit.
Well, she's canceled now, too, because of...
Recently about some shit, I guess. I forget.
Well, no, because she was DMing a girl when she was 16. She married this dude that was 50 or something like that, this actor from Lost, and she was DMing her to kill herself. Mm. And so that's what, like, now she's canceled
I'm
for
lost.
That.
I'm lost. No pun intended.
Yeah.
So...
Don't worry.
So
I'm going to tell you how to end.
Chrissy Teigen. You haven't even seen it. We'll talk about this later. So Chrissy Teigen.
Shall I watch it?
Was 16, you said.
No. Chrissy Teigen was DMing this girl.
Who was 16.
That what? Oh, okay.
This,
okay.
Was,
okay.
This was years ago, though.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm trying to figure out what happened, though. I didn't understand what he was
DMing
saying.
DMing this girl that was 16.
To kill herself, basically.
To telling her to kill herself and all this shit.
Okay.
And just mean messages, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then for some reason, these shit surfaced. And now Chrissy Teigen is canceled because, like, she's so high and mighty online about Donald Trump and all this shit. But then, like, yo, you're doing this?
We're all hypocrites, though.
Basically,
I'm still not a fan of that.
I'm not knocking Chrissy.
I'm never going to be a fan of that. Yo.
If you got beef, yo, DM him. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like,
tell him to kill himself. I'll give a shit. Like, you fucking fish, you.
Fucking fish. I'm never going to be a fan of bringing something up that happened years ago and now making me own up to my mistakes that I did in the past. Like, that's kind of corny to me. Like,
I hate that shit.
I just feel like if you want these people to do better, they're obviously doing better now. So why would you bring that back up? Because now you bring me back into that space where I was when I might have done those
things. Trying to do
unless
better.
It's like wild shit, though, like Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, unless it's like wild shit. Like, yeah, Kevin Spacey had a dude in his fucking tidy whities.
I don't fuck dudes
so
now.
What?
Like, nah, bro.
Was he of age?
No, but I'm saying, like.
Okay, then it's not so
what. Well, he was like 19.
Oh, then it's cool.
Wait, you said so what to Kevin Spacey?
I said so what to Kevin Spacey because I think he was like 19 or 14.
But
was he 14 or 19?
There's a big fucking difference, bro.
Oh, fuck Kevin Spacey then.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, fuck Apex.
Nah, but 14. I mean, if he was 15, that's a different story.
It's a different team.
It's like three. No, wait, he's got to be 16. So yeah, if he was 16, that's a different story because like in a lot of states. You got to look at what state were they in. Most likely they were in California. You got to be 3 years older to fuck. That's it.
Oh, okay. But Kevin Spacey.
But also, he's Kaiser Sose and like, yo, let him rock.
No, dude. Nope.
One of my favorite things.
He hasn't rocked since.
Was when Dave Chappelle said like.
He stopped rocking.
He's like, I hate that. The dude just couldn't wait. He just couldn't wait till the last season of House of Cards.
House of Cards was pretty good.
Shout out to Dave Chappelle for saying everything we were thinking.
No, yeah. I love him for that.
Nah, but it's I just don't like you being able to do that or people being able to do that because
it's gonna get worse.
It's not fair. It's not fair to the person who clearly has decided to make the change and do better. And they're not living that same way. It's not fair to them for it to be brought back up. And now I got to answer to something. I don't know. Like, if somebody brought something up that I said 10 years ago, and they're like, why would you say that? I don't fucking know. I don't know where I was at the time. I was probably mad or something.
It's going to get worse, though, man.
Or I was fucking feeling silly. Or I was high. Or I was drunk. I don't know. But the point is, I don't do that now. So, sorry. Like, I don't know what you want me to say at this point.
You got to let people grow and be better. And it's especially, like, isn't that why people go to prison?
Yeah,
to
be reformed and to basically own up for what they did and to be better.
Let's say you don't go to prison for some bullshit, and then you try to change your life. You find religion. You just try to be nicer. You just like try to make good peace, even though like you're like one day this shit gonna come back and bite me in the ass. Like
I've said some wild shit.
Yeah.
I don't expect us to become this huge thing, a household name. But if we do, that's cool. But I also don't expect those things to come back up. And if they did, this is my answer. I said it. Sorry. I don't say it now. You know, and if I did, feel free to cancel me. But you can't.
You're not gonna Kevin Hart it.
No.
Be like, I'm not gonna apologize. I already did.
I probably would say that. Like, yeah. I can't apologize for something I said 10 years ago. Well, I can apologize for something I said 10 years ago, but I shouldn't have to because I'm clearly not in the same space now. Yeah. Is what I'm saying. So that's kind of the way I feel about that.
You
so
fucking took the words out of my mouth.
Put them back in. How? So yeah, Dirty Joe. Said we don't got to wear masks. How do y'all feel about that? Can we just walk out all fucking double vaxxed?
Why are we calling him Dirty Joe now?
I don't know.
Or why are they calling him Dirty Joe?
I don't know.
Or she or him?
Does anybody feel like Joe
Biden?
They
called him Sleepy Joe before.
Does anybody feel like Joe Biden is the president right now? I don't even know if we have a president.
They called him Moneybag Joe a couple months ago.
We're fucking flying solo.
Dude, everyone knows that like the Democrats are not the same as Republicans in the fact that we are the conglomerate system. Mm-hmm. We're all about big government and shit like that. So the second we get somebody in charge, I mean, besides fucking Obama, who's like a very like
black
big public figure,
yeah,
he was
half black, at least.
All right, bro.
I mean, if you ask, why the fuck do if I you try? Ask Trump,
I haven't told you many podcasts. You yeah. keep trying.
Hey, you know what? Go ahead, bro.
Show me the birth certificate.
My bad.
Show me the certificate.
Oh, you meant non-binary.
Nah, shout out to Obama. He did. He also did Jesus and Mary.
You set yourself up for that.
My fucking bad. My mistake.
But I understand what you're saying, and Obama.
That's what I always love. Like they'll fuck you up, but for real, Chuck, I feel you, man. Yeah,
Now I forgot my point. Thanks, Mike. It's your point of that shit.
You see how it feels, Gary? You fucking fish, you.
You fucking fish.
Actually, since the last Mike interview podcast got fucking absolutely ruined.
Oh, you want to know?
You mind if I re-ask Lex's hypothetical on here?
Oh, please. Oh, yeah.
No, please do.
The floor is yours, sir.
Yeah, have the floor.
Are you sure you're recording right now? Because
remember that time you forgot to hit record?
Fuck you guys.
You see this?
Yo, top five producer.
I messed up.
Top five producer in the game. Dude. Hey, man, we got the best producer in the game. Shout out to him.
Mm-hmm. This is my dog.
I'll let you know when he gets here.
Piece of shit, dude.
All right, what's hypothetical? Go ahead.
Ask him because you asked me, so.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, we didn't get your answer.
I'll answer it, but I want you to hear it.
Oh, I'm scared now, man. I don't want to be asked something hypothetically.
Don't be scared.
I'm scared. I feel like Lex asked some hard-hitting questions.
Don't be scared.
She actually had a whole different question.
The horde is. Yo, my question is horde, son.
Horde, son.
My question is hella horde.
It's funny because, like, she had the hypothetical. He said she had a hypothetical, and then she came out after the podcast, and we're like, yo, so we asked this and that. She's like, that wasn't my hypothetical. She's like, I had a whole different question. Anyway, go ahead, Chuck.
Okay. All right. So there's this scenario. Mm-hmm. All right. You have.
No, ask it right.
Fuck.
Do that shit right.
You know what?
Right,
okay.
Yeah, go for it, Ben. Here.
All right, here we go. All right.
You gotta be.
Wait. Are we talking about the superpower one?
Superpower one.
Soup.
Yeah. The fucking guy and the girl vagina.
Can you?
Oh no. You got this one. All right.
You got this, babe.
All right. So basically, you're not allowed to leave this fucking room until you fuck one of these people, right? Okay. So
they or them.
It's light work.
They or them. So there's a chick everybody. Who looks super hot, right? Super hot looking chick, but she has a fucking 9-inch cock, and she has to fuck you.
Oh, my neighbor. Shout out to her.
Yeah. All right, so your neighbor gets to fuck you, or.
I have a neighbor who I think is
the cream of the crop.
Yeah. Or you.
He's fire, though.
You got.
They are fire.
You have a bodybuilder, hairy chested looking dude.
You can even wax it?
But vagina. Mm. And you have to fuck him. Looking into his face and everything.
And my answer was I'm getting fucked. Yeah.
The fact that Ricardo's laughing lets me further know where he's gonna fucking go.
Let me tell you something. When I moved into the place that I live in now, I saw this woman walking down my walkway, right? And I was like, oh, that's my neighbor? That's crazy. I didn't know that they had porn stars live in my building. And she's walking or whatever. I start walking down the walkway because I'm going to my car to the parking garage, right? My neighbor turns around and she got that sharp ass jawline. But she had the turbos and she had the body. So I was, you know, I mean, I think I might take option A.
Nah, but I you know what?
I can't fuck a dude who, a buff ass dude with a vagina. I just can't. Like,
look. Nah, that's fucked up. I can't fuck that guy.
I mean, look at the, that's the fucking.
Wait, that guy on your screen got a vagina?
I'm not fucking Gerard Butler.
They got a vagina?
Nah, let me see the vagina.
There are.
That's a they, right?
Shut up. No.
Show me
no.
Something.
No.
No.
But no, but I will. You know what? I'll fucking pull
no,
up.
No, because.
Yeah, pull up a thing.
Because the vagina's probably buff too. Like,
pull them up.
I don't want a buff vagina.
Now I despise the fact that you have the laptop today.
Let me tell you why. Because
and you added so much shit. Because the last time he asked this fucking question, he just had a dude with a vagina.
I wouldn't have
now
sex.
Now he's adding shit. And images.
I could have sex with like a bodybuilder chick. Like, so I don't want to.
They have a vagina. This person I know for sure does. So you're fucking that person.
That's Ronnie.
Ron, stop. Ron, stop.
Guys, I'm sorry, but I can't get fucked in the ass.
Yeah, I can't.
So you gonna fuck that guy?
You're gonna fuck?
What, you gonna fuck them?
Does he have a beard too? Fuck that.
A hole's a hole, man.
Well, then your hole is a hole.
Yeah, but can he
not
get
my
wet?
My fucking hole you're getting into.
How wet is he going to get?
Yeah, he's probably going to be all dry.
At least my asshole can get wet.
I'll fucking cop some wet platinum.
There we go. Hold on. Sorry.
Sorry.
Here's a...
Yeah, you want me to fuck them?
Yeah.
Hole's a hole, man.
You're going to fuck...
But you have to look into the
I will not get fucked in the ass.
I'm not fucking two retired mall Santas. Fuck out of here.
And second of all... How big of a dick do they have?
He said it's a nine-inch dick. Big dick.
9 inches?
Yeah.
You want
it's
that,
like a really
you want
huge
that bitch
dick.
All up in your belly button?
Hey, is it pretzel day? Because
yeah, because I can't do a pretzel. And so, like, if they have titties and they're
now y'all
fine,
just adding shit. See,
no. Wait. Listen, because so let's say like you're ever if I was looking at that, I can't get hard, bro. I'm sorry.
That was the problem I had. But the hypothetical is you have to fuck that.
Yeah, but I don't gotta get hard.
Or get
that.
Fucked. There is no.
I've taken big shits, 9-inch shits. Go ahead. Do your thing. It's gonna feel like
9-inch shits.
You're not gonna compare
first
your
of all,
huge turds.
I gotta
to a
see
dick
that 9-inch shit.
Your, nigga, what?
Oh, what? You ain't taking a 9-inch shit? You acting tight right now.
Nah, bro.
Pun intended.
I clip it every couple inches. You know what I mean?
Nah. Just let yeah.
it the yo. Fact that Ricardo knows how. Yo, I know how big this turd gonna be. We gonna clip it right here.
Yo, Gary's the type of guy who tries to peel an orange in one swoop. You're get the fucking, fuck out of here.
Shut up. You're a gerbil.
I ripped that shit in pieces.
You're a hamster.
Just picture
dirty little hamster.
Picture Gary trying to peel an orange in one swoop.
Okay,
is hilarious.
So the answer to your hypothetical is me and Gary taking it. Mike's fucking the fucking mall Santas.
Fuck it, man.
Sorry. I'm not going to be erect to do that to a guy. I just can't.
That's not how it goes, though.
No,
you have
like,
to fuck
it. Like
you eat them out?
They give you a blue chew.
Yeah,
and
you can't leave the room.
Oh, I have
until
a blue
do.
Chew? All right, I might fuck this guy.
I'm going to fuck you guys now. What this shit, man.
Wait, can I kiss him?
Hold on. That's on you.
You want to?
That's on you.
Now, do I have to? He's like, can I kiss him? Like, if he fucking fucks
him, is doing it allowed? If I'm popping a Viagra and I'm fucking and I'm getting the fuck out, that's
like,
fine.
I can't have sex without making out. So is it
really,
cool?
I can't. So technically, this
is it cool
a,
if I kiss him?
This is a woman, technically.
Yeah.
I mean.
Is it cool if I kiss her?
Are they? I don't understand.
How you gonna kiss her? She's doing you from the back.
And low
what
key,
you gonna reach back?
No, he's talking about fucking the guy who looks like a girl.
Low key, their nipples are probably pierced. Like you're, I can fucking like play with them. You're gonna get extra wet. Like
adding shit.
I don't want to know what you're gonna do, bro. Like,
but that's on you, Chuck, because you started adding shit. It was a very simple question in the beginning.
Nah.
Then the fucking dude turned Armenian. Then the dude had hair. Then he was muscular. All because
wait.
I didn't want to get fucked in the ass.
Wait. And can I do it doggy style?
See, look at this shit.
What?
It's a vagina, so can I do it doggy style?
Yeah, but imagine that.
You have to lock eyes and look at
that buff man ass looking back at you.
So I have to make love.
Missionary.
Yeah. Missionary.
Mm.
Yeah.
Imagine if I got help.
Mission Impossible. Get it up,
and they look like they don't skip leg day, so they're going to be crushing you with those thighs.
I'm definitely not getting hard. So if I got cool, help, though.
You
hard,
got tight. These Kegels? Oh, you do your Kegels, huh, sir?
Yo. Yo, hold up.
Sir.
Yo, hold up.
Hey, sir.
Yo, mixed company, I know. I've had sex with women that have done Kegels. If that buff-ass motherfucker's doing Kegels, I'm walking the fuck out.
Why? Because you about to bust?
You ain't going to have me feeling good.
You ain't going to have me enjoy this.
Hell no.
Mike's all mad, and then he gets in. He's like, oh, shit. You hear that meme with that chick where she's like... What was that shit when Chris Tucker in Rush Hour when he ate the camel's hump? He's like,
go filter fish.
It's kind of good. It's gonna be Mike when he's inside of the guy. He's like, it's kind of good.
Yeah, this thing went for the worst turn. Kegels are deadly, bro.
Yeah, man. So basically, if the guy does Kegels, you're okay with it.
I'm not okay with shit. I'm just saying I'm there. If the fucking guy's doing Kegels, like, what the fuck I'm gonna do? Like,
nah, but what if like the guy looks like you, like really looks like you, yo, with a vagina, dog, and it's like you in the Spider-Man memes?
Let me tell you,
gotta fuck him.
Let me tell you a bad situation. Me and Jeff were the only single guys in our group, and he's like, "Yo,
don't tell me you fuck Jeff, please."
Fucking guy. So he's like, "Look, let's go on the fucking dating apps." So I go on Tinder. Tell me why. After the first three swipes, I find my female doppelganger, bro. I'm going to show you an image, and hopefully you can put it up.
Did you swipe right?
Hell no. I just found it funny. I screenshotted that shit.
Nah, I don't want to fuck me.
Hopefully that doesn't count as fucking accepted, or she knows that I fucking screenshotted it, but that shit was nasty, bro.
Nah, man. You should have gone with the female version of you. She probably was fire.
You going to see it. Wait, you fucking...
You were on Plenty of Fish?
I've done Plenty of Fish. I've done Hinge. I've done Tinder. I think Bumble. I think I've done Bumble.
Yeah. Black Planet.
But all that shit is like
Black Planet.
It's just super shallow.
Yo, imagine Mike fucking somebody looking like him, just fucking Tweedledee and Tweedledum. Just
y'all try to get me to
have
fuck
sex.
Women
thing
that are
one and thing like two. Me. That's funny, man.
I can't fuck my twin, bro.
So what kind of girls are you into, Mike?
What kind of girls I'm into right now? It's
to the world. Well, what's your type?
I'm doing a Chuck right now.
I ain't got no type.
Son of a bitch.
Bad right now it's Latinas. It doesn't matter the height.
A Street?
I'll take thick. I can't do, can as shallow do, as it sounds, I can't do like
can you do tall
overweight.
Can you do tall chicks?
Yes, I can do that. Taller, short.
It's a tall drink of water and I'm thirsty.
I've done a couple tall chicks. Most of my, if I look at my like,
Rolodex.
I don't want to say anything offensive. Well, fuck it. Most of my stable.
Your stable?
Stable.
Horses in the stable. Horses in the stable.
That I can ride.
Yo, we tell going out to that. No, but
tell
yeah,
us about
most
your
of the
measly ass table.
Measly ass table. Hating. So, yeah, most of the women in that stable are taller than me. I mean, that just speaks to how short I am, though.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Doesn't take much.
Hi, shorty.
Oh, I forgot I was a little guy in the middle.
You swear, huh?
They're all bigger than me, too.
Y'all ever really do or have picked up on them apps?
No.
No. Well, like I said, it's a shallow, each of them, no matter what
never
they change.
Never had it.
No, I feel, no matter what they change on any of the platforms, it's just a shallow app. It's a shallow thing.
I don't think I could ever like do a dating app. I don't know why.
It's a tough world for single people right now.
I feel like it's still hiding behind something.
I'd
prefer meeting people in person.
Like, for example, I was next to Jeff when we were looking at the Tinder, and he was like, what are you doing? I was like, well, I'm reading the profile, bro. He was like, no, just swipe right or left. I'm like, can I know what the fuck I'm swiping? Like, I'm not just going to swipe right or left just based on the picture.
The thing is, they put up the best picture of themselves.
I understand that, but
so
like,
they're not going to put up the picture that shows that they got a limp.
Dude, I'm
how you show that in the picture?
My thing is, I'm a man of substance now. I'm not at the age of like looks. I'm at the age of substance.
I'm at the age of anything goes.
Yo,
I can't wear it like that no more.
I told Alex this story the other day.
That if she fucks up, we going on Plenty of Fish?
No.
Okay.
So, because we were across the street from this place that I got caught up due to Plenty of Fish.
Oh, didn't Al check you or something? You said some celebrity looked good or something?
Oh, no.
The Doja Cat thing.
Yeah, that's different. But, like, So this week, I tried to get people to tell me like what their celebrity crush was, and I mentioned Doja Cat, and Al was like, "You mean Doja Al?" Al Cat and all this. And then I posted that and people responded to that way more than the initial
they phony.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The initial post. I guess but and then the other day we're working out, right? And a Doja Cat video comes on.
She cuts that shit off.
Nah, she's like, Doja Cat looks weird. You like her?
She's like, hey Gary.
This what you like?
There go your little girlfriend.
Yeah. I was like, yo, why you being petty? Like, let her live. Like,
go your little girlfriend.
I ain't going nowhere. I'm with you. I'm marrying you. Like, you know, like.
Hey, little girlfriend looking all regular.
But that's like, I think for me, I guess for
Trina.
For healthy relationships, that's like the beauty of healthy relationships. Like, you could play like that because, like, you know she knows where you stand. Or,
yeah.
Because, or you know where she stands.
Dog, we put on brown sugar or some shit, and she's over here drooling over Morris Chestnut.
Morris Chestnut,
dog. Let's go.
She hit you with the dog. Nah.
look at Chuck exorcist his neck all the way.
Okay. So Lex likes dark chocolate.
No, but he fine, though.
He fine though.
Yeah, yo, can I fuck more?
Sorry,
yo,
Chuck.
That guy look. If he got a vagina,
I'm fucking Morris Chestnut.
Yeah. Yo, the Morris guy.
I'm fucking Morris Chestnutless. I'm fucking him.
Morris Chest Vagina.
No, Nutless was good.
Morris Breast Nut. I'm fucking him.
So what? Look.
Why would you take that, Mike? Look at that guy. Chuck, put that on the screen, please, when you put the video up.
I will. I'm sure it was.
Why would you want that buff dude that looks like Ronnie?
Because he fucking presented this shit. Like, what the fuck am I going to do?
That type of guy is the type of guy that when you're fucking him, he's going to grab you by the hips and pull you into him. Like,
whoa.
I'm fucking me with you.
It's going to be CB4 style, and you hate CB4.
It's going to be like Don't Be a Menace.
I'd rather have that fucking buff dude doing that than getting fucked in the ass.
I mean, look at Morris Chestnut.
Sorry,
look at that perfect goatee. Look how sad Chuck looks looking at Morris Chestnut. Chuck's face looks so fucking defeated. He's like, yeah, he's cute as fuck.
Look at him. It's okay to think he's cute.
Nah, look at that perfect goatee. That shit is perfect.
Probably got Mike voice too.
Morris Chestnut, man. Shout out to Morris Chestnut. And look at that.
Oh, shit.
And all 75.
Look at his all chest right there.
Ricardo, look at that.
Look at that. And all 75 Tyler Perry movies that he's been in.
Yo. Nah, this has been too non-binary, so let's bring it back a little bit.
All right, let's bring it back. J. Cole dropped an album.
Wow.
Nah, but wait. Back to my story. So the other day.
Okay, we get what he really wanted to talk about. Full circle. Go ahead.
Well, all right. So Manny and I were at the bar, and Alex comes to meet us. Yo, we're like fucking doing
coke
double.
Lines.
No. I wish we're doing double Casamigo on the rocks all night. We pretty much finished a whole tequila bottle at Mr. Furley's that night.
And Mr. Furley, the manager?
No, this is a bar on Ventura. And across the street, there's this billiard spot.
Mm.
So I'm telling them this story where, oh, shit, I got caught up right there due to a Plenty of Fish date.
Yikes.
I was talking to this girl, went to a USC party with Elver, did my thing at the party. Then the next day, of course, you're on Plenty of Fish. You got another date lined up. So you go where? To the billiard spot, right? Just because on some bullshit. Who's working at the billiard spot? But this girl's fucking roommate that I met the night before at the billiard spot. Oh. But yeah, at the party I met her. And then she's working at the billiard spot, sees me with this other girl.
You ugly.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it was she was looking like buff guy over there, Morris Chestnut. But she sees
Damn, boy, he thick.
Thanks for that. She sees me.
He sees me.
She sees
now
me.
Now we're changing pronouns.
She sees me.
You got him.
Tells homegirl, and then she hits me up, and I gotta be like, nah, I'm with my cousin at the billiard spot. And she's like, it's cool. I date other people too. And I'm like, never seen her again, bruh. Like it was a tough.
Yo, when they hit you with that petty, it's cool. I date other people too. Oh yeah, yeah, that's
yeah, that was I was like, all right, well, good luck in life, you know. I'm sorry. Like I got caught up. Like this was my
It's sick how dudes go straight to the like, oh, she's my cousin. Like cousin is always the best. Cause you especially if she don't look like cousin. You can't say sister, obviously. That's my thing? Cousin. I'll do yeah.
You never had a cousin?
You never had a cousin.
That's my cousin. Basically, you gotta say it like that too.
I think you should have asked cousin. Him, you ever been a dirty motherfucker?
Yeah, but you can't say it like that on text. Like, that's my cousin.
Yeah, you just do mad O's and yeah, U's. Yeah. You gotta say shit like Cedric the Entertainer.
No, O's. That's my all cousin. It's all U's. All, with a Z.
Yep, man. But I'm sorry you got caught up, man. How does that make you feel? I hope
Al. You know what I'm saying? Like, it happened a long
Play
time ago.
Play fuck up too, man.
I hope Al never leaves you for that.
Yo, J. Cole album dropped off. And I got so
Dirty Diana.
I was so wet on the intro, and Mike knows.
What, he knows that you were wet on the intro?
Yeah, because Cam came. Cam introduced it, and you that was a Diplomats kind of sample.
Yeah.
So
I heard the album like three times when it first dropped. I liked it a lot.
So did I. I downloaded the whole album. That shit was hard.
Album was great, but can we talk about how trash he is as a basketball player?
What? Three rebounds?
Points, three points, three assists, three rebounds. But
single?
Why not?
I was watching the videos of like his highlights, I guess if you call it that. And they put up one of the highlights was him airballing. Why would you show that?
Wait, did ESPN? He play in a celebrity game?
Oh, no, he signed to the Nigerian basketball team officially. Mm-hmm. He's an official Nigerian basketball
player. I didn't think those games were going to come so soon, by the way.
Nah, he dropped an album and then dropped a game. And put up 3 points.
Dropped
so.
A game.
Por que no?
I know. Fuck it. But yeah, he's a professional basketball player overseas.
It's the Nigerian Patriots. Well, they're not the Nigerian, but they're called the Patriots.
Do they play in Nigeria or do they play here?
I have no clue.
Because, I mean, that's a hell of a flight plan to have to fly over there and then come back and then fly back to.
Well, he was doing press runs and then having to go fly back to the fucking. I mean, he has enough money to practice out here. But yeah, you have to have the chemistry with your team. That's probably why you got 3 points, three assists, because like the plays were not in his head. You're doing a rollout, you're doing a press freestyles for your album, and honestly, he couldn't have picked a better place to have all these. Yeah, pretty much. Because like, what? Who cares? Like, I'm not even in the NBA right now. Like, I could fuck up, I could wild out, I could have fun.
My thing is, did he have to go through a? You know how when you play for the NBA or whatever, you're a walk-on, you have to do like some sort of what's it called,
sorry bro,
when you have people come out and watch you try out.
I mean, we could go as far as saying that he did just gave a donation and that was it.
I would think that they would have had to try him out, because you don't put somebody, I mean, I get it,
he's not a bad player,
he's a celebrity, he can kind of hoop. But
yeah,
y'all have to fuck him.
Doesn't he have to go through the same fucking process as any other walk-on, and they gotta do a tryout and they gotta watch him play? Because
motherfucker, sure it's Rwanda.
Oh, Rwanda. Oh, they got a hotel.
Oh, no.
Shout out to Don Cheadle. Don Cheadle's a coach?
I think the variables in place are...
Still in Africa, right?
He has money.
Nah, well, low-key, shout out to War Machine.
Yeah, shout out to War Machine to get his own show.
He has money. He went to the team. He's probably coming off the bench for like a couple of minutes. I think, what did he play, like 13, 12
minutes? He played 13 minutes his first game. Yeah, he got 3 points, three assists.
Dog, like, I mean, it's just not... For them, it's good publicity. So they don't really... I'm sure they don't care.
I feel like if I play for Rwanda, I could put him win 3 points.
I don't know, bro. Now. Well, you know what? I remember you could do the Kobe move where, I mean... I'm not gonna say. I think you were bigger back then, and then you could still do the dribble through the back, and that shit came into the front. I remember you did that once.
Still got it.
At the basketball court.
Still got it, baby.
And plus, he was dishing out dimes. You surprised everybody that day when you came out to play with us.
Like damn, that bad boy can play.
Yeah.
Yo, shout out to me, man.
But remember,
shout out to
me. J. Cole, one on one. I'm challenging you right now. Let's get it.
No, J. Cole got you.
Nah, J. Cole like 7 feet tall. Yeah, he's right. And he got dreads. Probably gonna slap me in the face with his dreads.
Even if he's 5'8", he got you. Yeah.
I don't know. His jump shot look kind of weak.
Even if he's 5'8".
Nah, because he's an actual look. You have your confidence up. Your confidence is top
the,
tier.
Through the roof.
However, J. Cole performs in front of hundreds of thousands of people, and that confidence is through the motherfucker.
Come on. I'm backing him down every time.
I'm ill. You got the booty for it.
Yeah, you're right. You don't think I could beat J. Cole in a one-on-one? For real?
No.
No?
No.
Are you guys all? You guys are both picking J. Cole over me?
Of course. Yeah. Sorry.
I thought we were ride or die.
All right, let's go. For Rich. For Rich. Come on.
Thanks, man.
For Rich.
All right, so
Rich, yeah, you got J. Cole. You got J. Cole in the one-on-one.
You know, I can't beat Cam, though. Cam can play, right? Yep. Cam also is a hooper.
Yeah,
I
can't you can't beat Cam.
Though. I can't beat Master P either. He played professionally for the Hornets.
Yeah.
That's wild.
There's a couple basketball players who are actually really good, or entertainers who are really good. Quavo's another one of them.
Flex. Flex Alexander played for the Clippers.
Flex Alexander.
And also was on one-on-one.
Yeah.
You sound like Chris D'Elia when he's trying to describe who was on the show. I don't know if the show is called... This guy, his name was Flex.
Yo,
Chris, not his real name, bro.
Chris D'Elia, I will give him a little bit of a shout-out. He did get better from that one initial pod that he put out where he just sounded, like, defeated.
Yeah.
His pods more recently have sounded a lot better, a lot more confident, a lot less sad. So that's good. Good for him.
Yeah, he just needs to get ride the bike, baby. Ride the bike.
This is important, pod. Thank you for putting me on that because I've gone through all the episodes.
That's the white us, man.
From 36 to down, like, I went backwards.
They stole our sauce, man.
And then they put out a new episode this week, and this is important by all the workaholics. Shouts to y'all.
It's a great pod, man.
Y'all, wait. Are we going to shout out pods, or you guys want to talk about pods?
Are we talking pods?
Yeah, where do you want to go? Where you want to go?
Might as well.
Greatest pod in the world is us. But other pods, I guess other news, JBP is dead.
Yeah,
officially.
Man.
I don't think anybody who's watching us cares about this. But just in case you do care, the Joe Budden podcast officially fired their two co-hosts, which is what Gary's been trying to do for months. And then
I'm not going to fire you guys. I'm just going to start my own podcast where it just goes to something different.
I just start my own podcast with two other people.
No. Not with two other people. It's going to be just a branch.
I'm going to call it Conversations in the Condominium.
No, this has been a dream of mine where I just interview people.
I like how your dream doesn't include us, man, because I appreciate it.
No, hey, if you guys...
You've been trying to do Gerardo No Buttons for years, so...
Yeah. So, I mean, my dream is to have a podcast where it's called Rubbing Elbows.
Oh, this is new. I never heard this one.
I have.
Rubbing Elbows, where I just interview everyday people, and it's just me rubbing elbows with other people.
Everyday people.
Yeah. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck all that. Like, we're talking about JBP, and I thought that shit was fucked up, that he just fired his co-host on air.
So who are you siding with?
Oh, I'm siding with Joe.
Sorry. Why? Because that's the position you're in?
No, because I like Joe Budden is polarizing. However, I listen to the podcast for Mal and Rory.
So do you think they
always because they have the better music to me, they had the better sleepers, they had the better takes, but Joe Budden is going to fucking take me to the funny spot and make me laugh.
So can they have success outside of the pod without him?
Oh, hell yeah.
You talking about Rory and Maul?
If they had a podcast tomorrow on Patreon, I'd pay for that shit.
I wouldn't.
Nah?
Did you pay $2 to watch their response?
I think they both play well. Because of, like, Joe's presence on the podcast, I think, like Ricardo was saying, how I play off people, Rory and Maul play off of Joe. Like, if you've listened, I'm sure you have listened to the podcast when it's just Rory and Maul, like, it seemed lackluster. And then the masses also felt like it was lackluster.
Sometimes it is a lot easier or a lot more entertaining to play off of people. I don't think I could do this.
It's all about chemistry, bro.
As much as I talk shit, I don't think I could do this without you two and Chucky here.
No.
Because I play off of your reactions. I play off of Chuck's uncomfortableness when I say things I shouldn't say. And I don't think I can do that by myself. I couldn't do like what Chris D'Elia does.
Yeah,
where,
I was about to say
where
that
it's
shit.
By myself. Yeah. Because I can't. I feel stupid laughing at my own jokes. I feel stupid saying things and waiting for a reaction and not getting one.
Yeah. But he's entertaining in his own right.
That's like, the thing. Like, I'm sure we could do. Look, like myself. I've talked to you guys. I've talked to Chuck about it. Like, I can do my own podcast, but it won't be this. It'll be something completely different entity. Like, just like what Gary was saying. Like, I will do something completely different. I'm sure he'll laugh with his guest, but like it'll be just.
I think there's a lot to say about
you got to pick your guest
dynamics and yeah. the dynamic that you have with the people that you pod with, because we've done this forever and we've had different iterations. We have different people come on and do like a little guest spot or whatever, and sometimes we're like, it didn't work too well, and sometimes we're like, oh, they were pretty funny. But it's just about finding that right balance, and I think to do it solo is a lot harder than to do it with
people who you're
comfortable
with. Like, I'm saying, I want this rubbing elbow
shit. So what I'm saying is this shit's going to suck without us.
No. And honestly,
can I be your first guest on Rubbing Elbows?
Oh, of course. Dog, I would love to interview you guys, all of you.
That's where you're going to put Mike's interview.
All four of you.
That's not going to be on the pod. That's going on Rubbing Elbows.
Like, I would love to, just because you need somebody to play off of. Or you're going to be like the Chris D'Elia shit where you're laughing at your own jokes. And that was cool when I was doing, what was that shit called? Subject Matter. And I remember I was playing music, though. I had the music crutch.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
You just need something to play off of. If you're not a personality like that who can kind of carry the thing by yourself, you need something to play off of. So just to kind of bring it back to the Joe and that podcast thing. Do I think they can do it by themselves? Sure they can. Their personalities in their own right, and I'm sure they got a fan base, us included. But I just think the dynamic is what we tuned in for.
Mm-hmm. So, for sure. So they could do it. Will it be successful? I don't think so.
It could be, but will it be as good as it was when they were all together? I don't think so.
No, not at all.
Probably not.
Of course not.
So that's my thoughts on
that. But see, Maul is smart, because if you look at Maul's responses whenever people are like, you know, saying you should do it, He's not always on board, and he's also like, people don't want it. Like, if you want to do something profitable, at this point, you just want to make sure that people.
Shout out to JBP.
Listening.
Shout out to them for stealing our sauce for the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. Every time we talk about something, they talk about it, or they play something that we talk about, so they're stealing our sauce.
All podcasts do that.
Shout out to Convos of the Condo. Oh, you're now rocking with the best. Thank you. So I'm gonna just cut that off and jump into something that. Gary brought up that I think is kind of interesting. We never do this. So shout out something that you watched or heard this week.
Working title, really. Real Recognize Real.
Real Recognize Real. Okay. That's the working title. Something that you watch. If you want, I can start it off.
Please
I watched
do.
Something this week. I don't know if you guys have seen it. It was this movie called Greenland.
Have you guys seen
it? It's on HBO Max. It's with Gerard Butler, which is why when I saw that guy, I thought Gerard Butler. Yeah. It's a movie on HBO Max about, I think it was a comet that was on its way.
It's a disaster movie?
I love disaster. Okay. Real quick preface. I love disaster movies.
Armageddon.
I love
the best disaster
movie? I love
movie?
Armageddon. I love Deep Impact. I love 2012. Agreed. I love anything that has to do with us dying.
You love 2012?
Being able
it was good. 2012
being
was
able
dope.
To watch it. I've always said this, like, if let's say they told us that a comet or an asteroid was headed to Earth and we were going to die, I want to be outside and I want to see the fiery ball in the sky. Like, that fascinates me to see that and be like, damn, like,
fuck,
it's
that
really happening. I want to see that. And if it does if it does happen to Earth, I want it to happen in my lifetime because I want to see it happen.
But, like, if they have the resources to get you off the planet, you went off the planet, though.
Even if they didn't. Like, to see a big-ass fucking fireball coming
at us? I mean,
if
they didn't,
let me
stay on Earth
shit.
And die. But, like, if they have resources to get off the Earth.
I'm literally never going to get to see that again.
Nah,
like,
fuck
literally.
That.
Literally.
Nah,
fuck
nah,
that.
Nah, you gotta send Ben Affleck and Bruce Willis up there to fucking drill, because I don't want to fucking
die. I
want to
be like the strippers from Independence Day, the stripper who went on the roof, and she was like, welcome! And then they fucking zap the
fuck
out.
You are that person.
That's me. Welcome, we come in.
Freako hits my line like, yo, you trying to go see this? No, you on your own, bro.
You're a Vivica A. Fox ass motherfucker. You right.
I'm in the bunker, bro.
Nah, shouts to the other stripper.
I'm in the bunker. I'm on the ship. Wherever that shit isn't, I am.
Shouts to the other stripper when the mission was completed and jumped on Steve Buscemi like, oh, daddy.
Shouts to Steve Buscemi. Nasty. Yo, he was so annoying in Armageddon.
Nah, he was the best part.
But he was the comic relief, though. Yeah, yeah. And I'm saying he was annoying as far as being a part of the mission, but in the movie, it was great. So I love disaster movies and shit like that. So this is one of those. Gerard Butler is, I think he's an architect, or he builds buildings is what he told somebody in the movie. Mm-hmm. He's like, I construct buildings. That's what I do. So what they were doing is they were picking certain people who had jobs that they felt were important. Someone who would be important to carry on society and help rebuild it. So he was one of the people, him and his family, were chosen for this. And the whole movie, the premise is that there's this comet that's coming, and it's broken up like it's supposed to. It breaks up in the atmosphere, but there's one piece that's going to hit the Earth, and it's like a Earth killer. And it's going to hit, but they get selected to go into these bunkers that's going to save them. And so the whole movie, they're trying to get to this airport so that they can fly their families to this location and be saved. And you're just watching them get lost, their kid get lost, the wife get lost, Gerard Butler trying to find his family. And
where's my family?
And you know what? It was as much as these movies are predictable and generic, it was a fun watch. So if you guys want to watch something that I thought was pretty cool to see, Greenland is the movie that I saw. That's my real recognized reel.
Real recognized reel for me is Lost Boys. Love, Peace, and Nappiness album. I have never listened to a Lost Boys album, and I listened to this whole album like 4-5 times all the way through. This shit is a good album. Lost Boys, I don't know if you guys are familiar.
I'm familiar, but I've never heard an album completely.
All right, so this is what made me think of this. It was because I was listening to this. I was like, yo, we should give shout outs to shit that we see during our week. And then just bring it to the table.
I wish we did this segment when I watched Jurassic Galaxy so I could see Chuck
hey, how
squirm
was that?
In his seat.
How was it?
It was fucking horrible. Yeah. All right, so I...
Wait, you watched what? What was it?
It was called Jurassic Galaxy, right?
I've seen it on like Showtime
or something, right?
Yeah,
I think it was on Showtime. I think it's on Hulu now. I'm not sure if they took it off yet. It's like a... Not even a B movie. That shit like a D movie. Terrible graphics.
Probably like an F movie.
It has terrible graphics. It looks cheesy. The dinosaurs probably look like shit. I watched maybe...
Low-key a BC movie.
I watched 20
minutes... Shut the fuck up, dude.
Definitely not AD.
No.
Holy shit. That's why I like Gary, because when I don't think of it, he does it for me. Yeah, so it has terrible graphics. It doesn't look good at all.
That dinosaur looks okay, right?
Come on, man.
Well, that's just a shot. Come on, you got to have a good videographer, cinematographer for that.
Yeah, I watched like 20 minutes of it.
You probably shoot that, though.
I watched 20 minutes of it. The chick was getting ready for work and saw what I was watching. She's like, what the fuck are you watching? And I was just laughing the whole time. I think it was high. And yeah, I couldn't do more than 20 minutes. Like, I was like, I got to cut this shit off. It's not even one of those movies that's so bad that it's good. It was just really bad. Like, if you want a movie that's so bad that it's good, there's a movie called Jenny and the T-Rex or something like that. What's it called? Have you guys seen it?
Nah, sorry, bro.
Tammy and the T-Rex?
If it don't have Park after Jurassic, I am watching that shit.
It was on Shudder. It was like Tammy and the T-Rex
or World.
I think it was
only
called
Jurassic we acknowledge.
Tammy and the T-Rex, 1994.
Yeah.
Parks.
That one's also another stupid movie, but that one's fun to watch. So go ahead. It's on Shudder, I think, if you guys want to watch it.
Mike, do you have a real record?
Oh, shit. It's with, what's her face?
Tia Leoni?
Charlie Sheen's ex-wife.
Denise Richards,
yes.
Denise Richards.
Yeah.
She's Jenny?
I got two real reels, but I'll run through them. I went to go see Profile and Those Who Wish Me Dead. Profile had me on the edge of my seat towards the end. It's basically about a journalist. It was like one of those Zoom movies. It was
Pass
a journalist.
To Alexa, yeah?
It was a journalist trying to. Thank you, sir. It was a journalist trying to see what happens to the recruitment process with
ISIS.
Yeah. Really. So she goes through all that.
Shouts to them.
ISIS has a recruitment process
For women.
No.
Well, I'm sure for dudes. And
ISIS has a recruitment process for women. I thought they didn't let women do anything.
They had a recruitment process for Americans and people from the UK, preferably white people, and they were trying to convince them that life over there was like super sweet and shit.
And yeah, if you wild. Know your Greek mythology, Isis is the goddess of some shit.
Dude, that motherfucker, that's Egyptian, number one. And number two, That shit's from 10,000 years ago, and no one knows what you're talking about.
I think you're thinking
about.
Of isosceles, is what you meant.
What the fuck are you
talking about? Oh, my God.
That's Greek mythology.
That just fucking put Gary shit on the ground, bro.
I think we're talking about isosceles, and he
Gary, talk your shit, man.
Get me out.
Isosceles is the god of triangles. He's not?
Anyway, so yeah, that movie was sick. I'm not going to give you the whole fucking details of that one, but the one that surprised me was
cool, man.
The one that surprised me was Those Who Wish Me Dead with Angelina Jolie
on HBO Max right now.
Oh, I want to watch that. It's on my
list.
It's
on HBO Max, but I went to go see it at AMC.
It's not even on real HBO?
Yeah. What? HBO Max is real HBO, bro.
No, y'all need to watch the Michael Che show, man, because that shit's got me on the fucking edge.
You can't be having inside jokes with yourself. That's deep inside.
Says who? Them? You right. Or they?
Says us. You fucking fish.
You fucking fish, you.
You fucking fish, you. The episode.
Yeah, so was it good? Because I want to watch it.
No, you should. It was better than I thought it would be. The storyline, I mean, when you look at the trailer, I mean, it seems confusing, but just watching the whole movie was sick.
Okay, I always feel like Angelina Jolie is just like a walking pair of lips. She just got these big ass fucking.
She looks like an alien, bro.
Oh, you mean a fish?
She looks like a fucking fish. Is what we're saying.
Big fucking eyes.
Lips. Nice fucking fish. Nah, but
yeah, no,
hey,
you
honestly,
guys,
she used to be fine though.
No, when Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
I still
Smith?
Think she's attractive.
You still think she's attractive?
I do.
She wasn't attractive when she was fucking Billy Bob though, because that's unattractive.
No, you know what? Nah, you can't look at the guy she's fucking and be like, nah.
I can't. I could base her judgment off
so
of that.
So because she started fucking Brad Pitt, she just like elevated her
10 times
straight up.
I'm like, oh, you can fuck Brad?
Straight
even
up.
Though even though I'm still tired of Brad being looked at as the epitome of male right? sexiness. But
no, I'm tired of George Clooney.
I honestly don't think Mike has finished a sentence in
at
like,
all, but it's fine.
And like
this is what we do.
Like if I had to pick, I'm,
this what we do.
I'll put Tom Hardy now.
You think I care?
Nowadays?
I let them go.
Tom Hardy.
They're just we're just digging our holes, like our gay holes.
Yo. Oh, I mean, you guys are already getting fucked in the ass, so might as well.
My gay hole is gaping right now.
Yeah, for sure. It's for a 9-inch dick going in there. Always gaping.
It's so wet right now.
If we want to keep it sweet, you guys think you maybe want to eat a Kit Kat or something?
No? I mean...
No, I mean at this.
Yeah,
at
I'm this saying, point, why would we even... We've point, gone long enough, bro.
Rock, baby.
Yeah. Okay,
let's just rock.
All right, let's rock. So, yeah, Tom Hardy's sexy as fuck. let's see. Let's go down this stupid-ass list. Army of the Dead, it comes out tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Comes
yeah.
out tomorrow. Lex and I are going to go see it.
At theaters?
In theaters.
In theaters.
Yeah. Isn't Tig Notaro in that?
Do they have it at Burbank?
I love me some Tig.
Go fuck yourself.
I do love Tig. You like Tig? I like Tig.
No, Tig is cool. It's just she replaced Chris D'Elia.
She did. I know.
Bias ass.
I mean, if we're,
hey, man.
If we're being honest, you. They both look like lesbians. So
yeah, but at least
easy
one of them had a beard.
Hashtag and... release the D'Elia cut.
Oh, God.
So wait. I want to know what Alexa feels about Chris D'Elia.
You're like zombies in Flanagan.
Do you want to watch...
Killing the zombies while I'm eating the bombies?
Maybe a nod, yes or no. Do you want to watch... Do you like Chris D'Elia? Or let me just ask that. Do you are like you, Chris D'Elia?
Are you
right
cool,
now?
Are you cool with grooming?
You okay? Yo.
Yeah.
Okay, so we could groom kids.
Okay, got it. Got it. Good.
Nah, the D'Elia honestly, cut. I don't give a fuck about... I do give a fuck
you're
about
like
that.
17, man.
Close enough. Close enough. Holy shit. How's Lex canceled?
We're getting there. We're working.
Oh my God.
Listen.
Once
listen.
We're famous, we're getting canceled. Immediately.
We support Joe Budden and Chris D'Elia on this podcast.
Jesus, Gary's views are Gary's views and Gary's views alone.
Okay?
Yeah.
Look, I find right. it. I find it immoral, but also
I own it though.
It did come out that. It was confirmed that all the people that he did fuck were 18 at the time.
Oh, good.
So he was talking to them.
He just waited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice guy. Yeah. Oh, we can wait. When's your birthday? Like, if you got to ask when your birthday is, that's probably a bad sign. Burbank? I should never have to ask, when's your birthday? How old are you?
Burbank. No, but if you're that...
Cinemark North Hollywood.
Oh, with the recliners.
They don't have it at AMC.
With the recliners yeah. on decky.
3:30 tomorrow.
Working.
I work too. Shit. I wasn't invited, but I work. they still got the recliners?
Wait, this was a Chuck question. This was a Chuck question about this, and I think that's why I brought it up. This is a recycled shit from a 116 previous episode. The apocalypse.
Yep.
What would be your occupation, and how long would you want to last during a
apocalypse.
Zombie apocalypse?
A zombie apocalypse?
Yeah. How try? How hard would you try to last? How hard is it
to kill a zombie, though?
Let's say it's like Mad Max or like The Road.
Okay. Wait, are they zombies in Mad Max?
No.
They're just fucking crazy.
No, they're just people versus people. Desperate, the world ended, people. And now there's no resources, so everyone's killing each other.
All right, let's say
every man for themselves, basically. Yep.
Where the zombies run after you, like Army of the Dead. They're fucking running and shit. They're fucking grouping.
I guess they are.
All right. So what depiction of zombie are we gonna base this hypothetical?
Not
on?
The slow ones.
Yeah, because
the fast
because
ones.
Do we got the Yeah, do we got the World War Z where they run? Or like,
what's I mean, that? Then you're just fucked, though. Like,
28 days later, zombies.
I could take a slow, no. A slow zombie, like a I want your brains ass zombie.
No,
I'm
fuck that guy.
Just
I'll,
go, just
I'll fuck his vagina.
Yeah, dude. For real.
Fuck zombies.
I'm trying.
Just go like the road. The world ended, and it's people versus people.
Is this still necrophilia? If there's zombies?
Am I Viggo Mortensen or am I me? Cause he's got an up on me.
Yeah.
All right. And what's funny is you didn't even bring up the topic. He did. Yeah. So you don't have to feel bad about this shit on anything.
He
about
said
you.
The road.
Here's my job as in the zombie apocalypse. I'm a lookout. I'm gonna be a lookout.
I'm a hunter gatherer.
I'm gonna be the tower,
the highest tower possible.
And I'm back at the base. I'm not gonna go out there with you guys. You guys, I'll defend the base from here. I got this. You guys go find food. I got us here.
And then you're up there like,
flipping birds and shit. I see zombie ho.
Zombie ho.
That's what I'm going to say. I'm just trying to survive. So if it's slow zombies, I'm going to be a lookout, and I think I could kill a few zombies if they're slow. If they're running, shit.
I was thinking of if today I was running, and I'm like,
damn, if I was
y'all
dead?
Y'all can't fuck with me. Like, y'all running slow.
Yo,
if I came and tackled you,
Gary's
going to
be all cocky. He's going to be all cocky running backwards. What's up, zombies? He's going to run into a fucking big-ass swarm behind him.
That sentence you just said, you're referring to me and him? Like, you would wash us? Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm talking about I'm washing people on the trail.
Okay.
Because, like, they can't fuck with my speed, bro.
You know what I don't like about The Walking Dead? Just bring that up as an example because we're talking
previously
zombies.
On The Walking Dead.
Yeah. When they get a hold of somebody, like they just easily rip off their flesh and shit. Like they just grab them, they're like tearing their guts out. Are zombies way stronger when they die?
That's the idea, I guess.
They got nails. Their nails grow.
They got that.
Do they get? What kind of strength they got, Chuck?
finish it, Chuck. No, finish.
They got that Eli Manning strength.
They got that cousin strength. Come on.
Remember, we're taking parts to the top.
Yo, okay. Finish it, Chuck. Finish it.
Never mind.
All right. So
wrap it up. I'm security.
So they're
Mike. I'm security.
Who the fuck needs?
Who goes out to kill?
Mike standing at the edge of the camp like a fucking bouncer. Like, no, sorry, you're a zombie. You can't come in.
Mike is Glenn. Are you gonna lower him into the fucking well?
Hey, you idiot! Isn't that what he called Rick?
When he called him. Hey, you. It's funny how he.
Hey, dumbass.
Glenn was all cocky and then just was a like kind of a. Pussy throughout the show after.
Yo, Glenn survived twice. Did you guys see that episode where he was like stuck
in the chair
by himself? And he had to, like, the dumpster?
He had to hide under the dumpster and shit? Yeah.
Also, when he was on the chair, that was the most exciting point of that whole series. When he's tied on the chair, two zombies are coming after him, and he has to break the chair to fight those zombies. That's probably the high point of that.
Just to get knocked out by Negan.
Overall, people really thought, well, shouts people Negan, that knew though. how the writing should go didn't think that, but the masses really thought Glenn was dead.
Oh, yeah.
Dumpster one.
Twice. Oh, yeah, because that's how the season ended.
Twice.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And did you guys get into the hype when Negan came and then they did the cliffhanger, which, terrible cliffhanger. Of course I did. I hated that cliffhanger so much, where they didn't show you who Negan killed until the next season.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what a piece of shit.
I love that.
Was.
I don't know if they
Dave
started.
Dave Chappelle.
I don't know if they afterwards. Started this, but I love that they did the whole, we're going to film so many different endings. So. Even you guys don't know.
Yeah, they tried to throw us off.
Because other shows after started doing that. Game of Thrones did it. A lot of shows that had hype that wanted secrecy filmed different scenes.
Okay, so since this was Chuck's original question.
How hard are you trying, though? We never got into that.
Well, we got into it at the party.
Yeah, we did.
I'm trying forever.
What's your job in the zombie apocalypse?
Two scenarios. Job. I'm either going full fucking Joker and becoming a goddamn maniac and like eating people.
You're low key already almost there. Right? I feel like if anybody's gonna go nuts, it's you. Like I feel like you're always on the verge, and your laugh is kind of Jokerish.
Okay, I've always said
your dance too.
Oh wait, Chuck dances?
Yeah.
You just like see that little shimmy he was doing in the beginning of the
No, that's Gary, dude. Gary dances.
We need to have we're gonna do push-ups and we're having a dance-a-thon.
Yeah, but you never
fuck. I actually forgot we had to do push-ups.
And you ready. Pound and bruise.
I was literally like just in relax mode and shit. Oh, what we doing?
You never seen Chuck go down the steps.
I never seen Chuck go down anywhere.
I think that's a good thing.
Holding it.
You chill.
Up, Lex. Lex.
About me?
No. What else?
Yo, Chuck.
Make the joke.
Chuck, don't acknowledge it. No. Just keep on. Just eye on the prize, buddy. We're going to ignore Lex right now.
Wrap it up.
I'm uncomfortable. Hello. All right, Chucky. Are you surviving? How long are you surviving?
Forever.
Because we're ignoring Lex. How long are you surviving?
Forever.
Forever?
Yeah.
You think you have no qualms over killing a zombie or people? You cool with that?
Yeah.
How you doing it? What's your weapon of choice? Oh, yeah, that's another zombie apocalypse weapon of choice.
Probably a crowbar.
Remember those.
Yeah,
crowbar's gotcha. Pretty good.
Easy crowbar?
Crowbar.
Because it's multi-purpose.
Multi-purpose, yeah.
Sorry, my belt.
You gonna spank zombies?
No, my belt fucking wrote the
chair. I'm sorry, double-edged, like, makeshift sting sword, whatever the fuck, like Donatello has a stick. I'll put two knives at the end of that shit.
I'm making
fucking slashing and killing.
I'm making a mace, like just a fucking big ass spike ball on a chain.
But that shit, you gotta you gotta take it off. Nah, I'm beaten.
Because if I get caught in a group, I'm
you don't want to get you don't want well you don't want a knife and shit like that because if it gets
Michonne had the right idea, the sword.
No,
you know what? I hate people that pronounce a W in sword.
I love that shit, and that's why I did.
You fucking sword. Pretentious bastard! The sword.
You fucking fish.
You fucking fish.
The sword. I'm fucking Bruce Willis grabbing
the only reason he says it like that is because he fucking listens to Wu-Tang.
Now he's like Steve Harvey. He says "hua." Steve Harvey's the only person that pronounces the H and Y. Motherfucker, "hua." Steve, that shit is silent.
Yeah, but he also gave you so much content on Family Feud, so shouts to him.
I wasn't on Family Feud. The Johnsons were there? Fuck.
Why not?
Hey, if the Johnsons were on Family Feud, Steve Harvey would be so fucking disappointed when he sees that they're white and Hispanic. He's like, y'all supposed to be black.
Real recognize real. Shouts to your dad. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, let's go.
I love that, man.
Let's go.
I love that, man.
I need to. Hey, what is your dad like? Because I want to send him a little basket of fucking goodies. So if your dad likes muffins or something like that,
we can talk about it off pod. Right, he helped y'all though?
Yo, I've never.
That's my man.
Let's go.
Do people actually send muffins?
Shout out to I talked to my dad like I'm Harley Quinn. Shout out to Mr. J. Mr. J. You call your dad Mr. J? That's something that we've done since I was a little kid. He calls me Mr. Johnson. I call him Mr. Johnson.
Before you bring up that shit that I showed you.
Yeah.
I want to be cool. I want to be cooler in my 30s. And
good luck.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I told Al, like, yo, I want to be cooler. She's like, yo, people see you as cool. I'm like, nah.
Announcing that
like,
you want to be cool is so uncool.
That's so, like the uncoolest thing you can fucking do.
Right? I'm thinking that.
Of course I pee my pants. Everybody pees their pants. You're not cool unless you pee your pants.
can I be cool?
I guess. Pee pants.
Look. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to start this thing on like IG because that's where all my stories, anytime I'm like going to start something new, I just started on IG. And I just want to be cool, right? So it's my thing. And
I'm with you.
So look, today I was like, all right, I'm going to be cool and I'm going to go to Target. And I put on my sweats. I put on my hoodie. I got my mask, right?
Cool mask.
Fucking wool mask.
Let's go.
Fucking wool mask.
Fancy bitch.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I'm at Target sweating my ass off.
Yeah, you were.
So I'm like, well, I got my headphones on, right? And I'm listening to cool music. So I'm just like vibing, right? Like I'm putting shit in the cart. I don't give a fuck.
It's not even looking at the price. Don't matter.
Don't matter. I'm cool.
Whatever. I'm cool. Yeah, I'm cool.
I get to the line.
Yeah.
There's one line. Fuck Target for this. Because where's all your workers? Why aren't there... There's all these fucking...
COVID.
Checkout registers. But where are your workers?
Mm-hmm.
Now I got to check my shit out. I got a full cart. I don't want... Like, I need more space than what you guys give me for the...
Goddamn right.
Self-checkout. So, luckily, this guy recognizes real. And he's like, yo, come over here, cool guy. And I'm like, yeah. And I go... I swing my cart over there. Full-ass cart. And I did tell Alex, I'm like, yeah, I'm just probably going to go to Target, just spend $100, $400 later. Anyways.
Every time.
And I told her, the excuse was.
I'm really rich.
the excuse was, it's going to keep us away from Target for like 3 months. So
which, it's not going to happen, bro. You're going to be there next week.
Nah, well, fuck this shit because like I'm like, picking up shit that I'm like, yeah, I need this. And then I come home and I'm like, fuck, I have this?
Already? I hate when that happens. When I think I'm out and then I got another fucking
didn't
bottle
bother
of it.
Checking.
Because he's cool. He's too cool to
too
check.
Cool to check out the
so
fridge,
look,
man.
I'm trying to be cool, right? And I go and I'm like, yo, dog, you ring everything up, I'll bag because I'm cool. And he's like, oh, yeah, you're cool, sir. And he's young. He's like, Yeah. Oh, thank you.
This is the uncoolest thing I've heard.
He's receptive. He's like, oh, yeah, just grab the bags from here. And yeah, he's a young kid, right? He's like just trying to be cool.
Yeah, you're cool. Like, he said that?
I'm like, yeah. we're making eye contact and everything. It's like, yo, fuck a pandemic, right? We're like, cool. We got masks on, but it's like,
Yo, thanks. Getting the fist?
Elbows and shit? Yeah. Grab the elbow.
Good looks.
Hey, yo, he grabbed my elbow.
That's the weirdest, right? Yo, thanks. He's like, yeah. All right, cool, man.
Gary.
Oh, my God.
Gary, you done?
This story just went.
Can I say something real quick? What? I feel like, I'm going to try to laugh because I want to get it out. I feel like you started your story and then you went into the future and realized it wasn't a cool story.
No, this is
Let me finish. And then you decided to just go through the whole story and make sure you put the word cool as much as you could.
Because I got to make sure that this is the cool story.
That's why I appreciate the story so much. Because like,
oh my God,
you realize it's been 10 seconds since you said the word cool. Let me put this shit in there one more game.
And the funny thing is, the coolest person on the pod right now is probably Chuck. I hope you're happy. You made Chuck the cool guy. Hey, shout out to you,
long
Chuck.
As his shirt's on, Tuck.
Oh my God. Yo, untuck your shirt. Yeah, Chuck, never tuck your shirt in again, please. Ever.
Do you, Chucky?
Ever. You look like a character off Letterkenny.
No.
When you had your shirt tucked
actually,
in.
Actually,
you look Canadian.
Wait.
That actually was pretty funny.
Yeah. Real, recognize real. That's probably the same shirt, and that shit's untucked. It looks loose.
Nah, it was
what? Yup, clap for your boy.
Let's clap
for your boy. Anyways, look.
Yo, Chuck was having a bad week. Chuck being sexy is going to make his week a lot better. Let's go, sexy Chuck. Sexy. Hey, summer body Chuck?
We'll see.
Let's go. So, hey, when we come on the pod in July, right, and we do episode 162 or something like that, we're all going to be shirtless.
In July. It's going to be like 3 weeks from now.
You could have said September.
That's all
bro.
I need, baby. All I need is 3 weeks.
I'm still eating the same. I'm exercising, but I'm still eating the same.
That's
bro.
Not what I meant.
I'm working on myself right
we're
now.
We're at 116. Oh. 162. Where's the math?
I don't math, bro. I don't math.
I don't math.
All right, look. So I'm at the register.
Fuck. Well, who are you, Mike?
Yo.
No. Dog, I know. Hell the fuck no. I'm wordy, but I've never done that.
Well, nobody I'm trying cares. To be cool. Look, I want you to take that shit out because it's disrespectful.
I'm kidding, bro. Tell you story.
Yo, the name of the podcast is Don't Be Disrespectful.
Yo, it's not you fucking fish, you.
Nah, because every time you said it, you've been genuine about it. Like, hey, don't be disrespectful.
Funny thing is, Gary's talking about being cool, and I feel like such a trusted bitch because I can't get this thing out.
No, because this is why I wasn't cool, bro.
It was just a fucking fleshlight?
Fuck it.
Hey, yo, put a fucking rubber glove in here and put
fuck them.
Vaseline. This is a fleshlight, bro. I can't fit it. It's going to be loose on me, but you know what I mean? Anyway, continue.
Look, bro, this is why I wasn't cool.
Yeah.
Because under the wool mask.
Oh, this is why.
Under the wool mask, under the sweater, under the sweatpants.
Yup.
I read the weather report. It was, man, it's 70 degrees outside. I'll probably be cold. Let me put my sweater on. Let me put
think
my sweats on.
Think 70 is cold?
Bro, I'm a cold guy. So listen, I'm 70? Cool. I'm cool, remember?
A little too cool. What are you fucking, Mr. Freeze?
I really have with this dude.
Right hey, now, be cool. Remember all the fucking corny punchlines, Mr.
Puns
Freeze?
And shit?
Hey, Chuck, remember all the corny punchlines your dad wrote for Mr. Freeze?
Shut the fuck. Everybody freeze. Be cool.
Okay, so you were hot. Basically.
Dog. Yeah. No. Because then so after I'm bagged everything, right?
Yep.
And I pay. I go to pay. And then he goes, all right, it's $398. And then I look up.
What the fuck did you buy?
And he sees me and I'm fucking drenched. I'm drenched in sweat, bro.
You
and
got
I'm
a fucking cashmere like, mask on. No fucking wonder.
The most uncoolest thing. I'm like, yeah, I got it. But I'm just like drenched in sweat. Sweat coming down my hoodie. I got to the car, bro, after I paid. And I'm just like, that was not cool at all. I'm just fucking. I took my hoodie off. I took my mask off. That shit was all wet. And so I say that all to say this.
Please say something. What did you say to say? All right, man, fuck you. Real quick. Before
No, fuck that. I didn't sit here for fucking 5 minutes.
Dude,
I'm going to hear the end of this fucking story.
No,
you
not.
Ain't cutting them off. Finish your story, Gary.
Dirty Diana.
All right, look, real quick, before we go, I just want to touch on this real quick because...
No,
because
aliens are real.
The aliens are real, and they're starting to announce them more and more. Chuck, eat your words, buddy. Eat your fucking words. The Navy's saying that they're real. The arm, all the military people are like,
and they're Israelis.
They're busy fighting.
Shout out to them.
Aliens are real, but that's not what I want to talk about.
Or whoever side you're on.
We're just gonna touch on this real quick. Bill Gates decided to leave his chick for his side chick. I mean, shit happens, right? Did they not sign a prenup or something?
Well, you know what? I'm gonna be on the side of Bill Gates forever.
Yeah, because he's. Bill Gates.
I think it was Chuck that said it. After 10 years, if you're married in California,
yeah,
prenups
doesn't
don't matter.
They don't matter at all?
A prenup in the state of California means absolutely nothing.
What's the fucking point then?
After yeah, but she years. Didn't after 10 shit. Years. She just like looked good.
She wasn't with them shooting in the gym. Like,
yeah.
She wants a prenup. Hello.
You smart. Yeah, get a prenup.
Chuck's so smart because
that's
right before
my sister.
Right before he gets married, he decides to have nothing. Good job, Chucky. Smart on you, buddy. So Bill Gates and Melinda Gates are getting a divorce. Or they're I think the settlement is he gave her $3 billion in stock, I think is what it is.
Mm. Holy shit.
So I think he's giving her $3 billion. Which, to somebody who has like $126 billion, I guess it doesn't really matter. Like $3 billion is kind of a drop in a bucket, I think.
Dude, imagine he just like sells his stock and then takes his company.
Dude, fuck it. I'll show you. Here's your $3 billion, now worth $100,000. Take that. But like, to somebody who's worth that much, right? I think just having $1 billion is like, all right, cool. I'm set for life. He has hundreds of billions, I think. Last time I checked, he was over 100 bill. Yeah. He's given his wife $3 billion. Like, just take it and just settle
eat that
this
shit, Mike.
Amicably. What's the word?
Amicably.
Amicably. Does she deserve that, though?
Dog, definitely not. Like, yo, what'd you do for this?
She was involved. She had it's the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Like, she's involved somewhat. She does stuff. She
does. That's why she's getting a Billy, though.
She deserves
three of them.
She deserves it more than Jeff Bezos' wife. She didn't do shit. She wasn't with them shipping out books in the fucking warehouse. Fuck her. Fuck her. Melinda Gates at least was doing shit. And from what I hear, I think they had like a fucking arrangement where she was cool with this. Now all of a sudden she's mad that he got a side chick.
Well, because he was on the island. And so she was
mad. She just got, just like every other
chick.
She got
island fever.
She got jealous. Ah. Fuck it. Eat your $3 billion, bitch. Sorry, yeah, that was really harsh. I take it back. Yo, I came in real hot on that one.
Melinda Gates, come on the pod. Explain yourself.
Let's talk about you getting $3 million that you don't deserve. But shout out to you. So
Bill Gates, come on the pod.
I just wanted to end with that because you're getting married. Are you going to sign a prenup? You don't got shit. What are you protecting? No prenup.
I got a computer. I got a fucking condo. I got shoes.
I don't want her to take our switchboard.
Yeezys.
That she got for you. Fuck out of here.
She could take them at any point in time.
And she's within her right. Actually, give them back to her right now.
Nah, fuck
Chuck,
that.
Chuck, you about prenups? You care? Nah. I think that's like rich people shit, right? Like, just a common person shouldn't give a fuck about a prenup. Like us?
Jesus Christ, dude. I do not care about prenups. Okay.
He has nothing. Lex.
Hey, yo.
There's nothing for you to take from him. No. What are you going to take? His camera?
Lex
just take half of his camera?
And she didn't want no prenup.
He was rich. All right?
Is he rich now?
Yeah, she's psycho over here, dog.
He's gonna be. Don't worry. If Charlie finally decides to start just being honest and telling people that he actually produces convos, he might actually make some money. I feel like he hides us in the background.
Yeah, no, we're fine though.
No, we're last on his credit list, bro. And I appreciate it.
In the culture that cancels everything, I don't think Chuck wants to be like, "Hey guys, yeah. I produce combos at the condo."
That's why.
Hell no.
Now you gotta be ride or die, Chuck.
I selectively share certain.
Yeah,
things.
Dude, I wouldn't blame
Chuck,
you if you don't fucking
ride or
share
die
us.
With like, us. Yeah. We're all going down or rock.
Unless
up.
We were signed to something and we had to dumb it down, then yeah, you can fucking share.
Yeah,
your
we're either going to the top together or going to the bottom together, Chuck. Either way, we are a sandwich.
However. I will build you up forever and ever because Parch is a great masterpiece. And I thought Murder on Riley or whatever the fuck it's called, that shit was cool too.
You just named the
whatever
X,
the fuck
you just
is
named
called.
The X video, bro. That's what you did.
That was a snuff film.
That was X for sure.
I actually finally do have some headway on a new project.
Whatever you're doing.
Yeah. You want to talk about that now?
Yeah. Fucking pause this shit.
No,
because
go. Hit
we
it.
Got, we got one more thing about the fucking aliens. Do we not? Are we not going to talk about that
Chuck
shit?
Chuck doesn't give a fuck about aliens.
But you guys do.
I do. I really
then talk
do.
About it. Okay. And then play that shit.
Okay, fine.
Whatever that was.
Watch Chuck goes to pee. All right, real quick, just a fucking blanket question. For you guys. Do you believe in aliens? For real,
yeah.
Honestly.
Ben.
Mike?
No.
No?
Not at all.
Steven, not the way they're doing it right now.
Stephen Hawking told us that they're aliens, and that motherfucker
UFOs.
Was a robot in a chair.
Sit right there.
I just find it
and be
way too convenient
Chuck.
That the footage that we've seen for years, the stuff we've seen for years, that they finally decided to, like, I don't know what they're doing behind the scenes, what's going around the world that needs to be, that we need to be distracted away from. That all of a sudden they're showing us shit that we've already seen.
COVID's done, so now they gotta bring something else up.
Yeah,
Lex,
like,
you believe in aliens?
Let me be Chuck.
Okay.
Nah. Don't believe in aliens.
That's the Chuck answer for real. I think they are. Stephen Hawking was like, they're aliens. They're among us.
Yeah, you know, but he was kind of an alien.
He was.
At least an ATLian.
ATLANTAGA, that's where I stay. Ah. Mike knows that's a dream.
I guess the idea of an alien is some not necessarily like what we see is like the alien, like the shit we see in the movies. It's like something that's out of that's other life outside this earth. Then yeah, why not?
You can't tell me that the universe is infinite and so huge and there's all these other planets and stuff and not think that there could be some type of life form somewhere else.
There might be microorganisms.
Some algae somewhere?
But
some algae?
Yes, but as evolved as us, non-binaries. I don't believe that.
Okay, here's something that I saw that's hypothetical. So they were showing like a picture of a gorilla and the gorilla's hands and how like a gorilla with vitiligo their hands look very eerily similar to human hands. So one of the theories was aliens came back in the day. They evolved some gorillas into humans, and we are their little science project.
What's the purpose of that?
I don't know. To fucking see how we live.
Yeah, gorillas only last 3 seconds. What's the purpose of putting ants
in an ant farm? I don't know.
What's a lot of these
movies. Why do you put a mouse in a maze? I don't fucking know.
Did you just say alien ant farm?
I did say alien ant farm.
Are you okay? Are you okay?
Yo, she's way better than Chuck. Yeah. She's off of 2 minutes. She's way better than Chuck. She got alien ant farm off of that.
Can you imagine him yelling from the toilet?
Holy shit. What the fuck, dude? Shout out to Chuck. All right, the aliens are real, and that's what I'm going to say about that. That's how I feel about that. Combos at the Condo, episode 116, again, motherfucker.
Again and again.
I'm Rich, definitely in this bitch. Potter to my left.
Yo, man. Razzie in the building, definitely in the building.
Potter to my right.
The mic of the party.
Yeah, we're not getting that off. We're not doing mic of the party.
Too late, bro.
Yo, Chuck's Judgment Day will come next week, maybe.
And Chuck was here, but now we got Lex. Lex, say bye.